So Reb Menachem Mendel Vitebsk made such a strong argument for the Alter Rebbe to stay in Russia that he did in fact decide to turn around, to turn back. As they left, Reb Menachem Mendel benched him with success in fulfilling his holy mission. Then Reb Menachem Mendel, Reb Avrom Kalisker, and all the Chassidim, they continued on to Eretz Yisrael. And the Alter Rebbe felt responsible for all the Chassidim in Eretz Yisrael, so he opened up a tzedakah organization called Kollel Chabad, which is the oldest tzedakah organization in the world, right now. When the Alter Rebbe's brothers found out that he was not continuing on to Eretz Yisrael, they also changed their plans. Now, not knowing where the Alter Rebbe would ultimately settle, what did they do? Where are they from? Where? Which town? Where was the Alter Rebbe born? Lyuzhna. So they went back to where they're from. And they waited for him to make a decision which town he's going to move to. And then they'll just follow him there. And they just continued over there in Lyuzhna, learning with Chassidim and Talmidim, while the Alter Rebbe was busy traveling around. The main responsibility for spreading Chassidus in Russia and Lithuania was now on the Alter Rebbe's shoulders. And he decided to stay in Mohilev for a year to plan the best strategy of bringing his approach of Chassidus Chabad, to a greater number of Yidden, right? You don't just like rush into things, you make a plan. You have a vision. During this time, he also reviewed the entire Shas for the 16th time. Now, when we say the Alter Rebbe reviewed the Shas for the 16th time, it doesn't mean the way I learned Shas one time or two times, right? Or you guys will. It means super deep, in a very deep way. Anyways, while there, the Alter Rebbe easily solved two halacha shailas that the Rabbanim in the area, they had for over 2 years. And when people heard that he paskined on these shailas, his fame spread even more, and his reputation became greater. The Jewish communities all over Russia and Lita, they hoped that the Alter Rebbe would move to their town, their city. And many cities sent delegations to him to try to convince him to come to us. And one of the delegations was from his hometown of Lyuzhna. And they promised that if he comes back to live here, in Lyuzhna, they would increase their efforts in welcoming and hosting the thousands of Chassidim who are now going to be popping up in Lyuzhna throughout the year. In addition, they agreed to support, financially or otherwise, those who would learn under him. And impressed by their sincerity, the Alter Rebbe made his decision to settle in Lyuzhna. Even though it was clear that the Alter Rebbe was the obvious choice to assume the Nesius, as Reb Menachem Mendel said, his humility prevented him from publicly acknowledging that he took this position of Nasi. So when the Alter Rebbe, finally, just a story just to show this point, when the Alter Rebbe finally arrived in Lyuzhna, a year later, he noticed while looking out the window one day that there were hundreds of Yidden who were coming to hear him say Chassidus. And he says, out loud, he like cries out, he goes, "What do these guys want from me? What am I?" And his wife, Rebbe Sisterna, who noticed this, that he locked himself in his room, doesn't want to see anyone, she goes in and she hears him keep saying these words over and over. And in her wisdom, she calmed him down by saying, "They don't want to hear anything from you personally. They came to hear the teachings of your great Rebbe, the Maggid. Right? They're not here for you, they're here for the Maggid." So the Alter Rebbe says, "If so, I will say Chassidus and continue to say Chassidus." Shortly afterward, to their joy, he said a mimer Chassidus for all these hundreds of people who came. Now, even though the Alter Rebbe eventually settled in Lyuzhna, he didn't go directly there from Mohilev. He was determined to spread Chassidus throughout Russia and Lithuania. And he made stopovers in many cities that he passed on the way to Lyuzhna. And in each place, he explained the teachings of Chassidus and he gained more Chassidim, realizing that you cannot win over the people without convincing them that Chassidim, and not just the leaders, Because until now, in the beginning, everyone said, oh, the leaders are Amoratzim. But then everyone was forced to admit that the leaders, for sure, were not Amoratzim. But still, the Hasidim were Amoratzim. The Rebbes weren't. So he had to convince them that not just the leader, that Hasidim also are tremendous Talmidei Chachamim. So what did he do? He established special classes in Liyashna known as Chadarim. So we spoke about this by the Rapinchas Reza story, that he was in the second Cheder. Now, during his travels, the Alter Rebbe would send new students that he attracted to the way of Chassidus, and he would send them to learn in Liyashna. He said, go to my brothers, I'll be there soon, in a few months or in a half a year, whatever it was. And when they finished their studies there, their job was now to go to cities all over and start giving drushas about Chassidus. And then the Misnagdim would see, or about anything. The point was that the Misnagdim would see that not just the Rebbes are Talmidei Chachamim, the Chassidim also are. Now, although all these guys that the Alter Rebbe sent were big Talmidei Chachamim before they showed up in Liyajna, they now knew Nigla on a much deeper level than before by adopting the Alter Rebbe's approach to learning. The Alter Rebbe's brothers, who were, by the way, all three of them were super geniuses on their own, they were the main teachers in the Chadarim. So you have Rabbi Yehuda Leib, known as the Maril. He would teach Halacha. The next brother of Mordechai, he would give very deep pilpulim, like going very, very deep into the Gemara. And then the next day, he would go on the same topic and give an even deeper explanation. And Rav Moshe would explain it to them in such a clear way that there's no room for any questions. Now, these classes were soon filled with the students that he attracted along the way. And as more and more students came over the course of 5 years, so eventually the classes were divided into three levels. So to be accepted as a student in the lowest class, you had to be knowledgeable in the entire Shas, the Gemara, the Mefarshim, right, the explanations, and the Rambam. Now, in the higher classes, you had to know Chakira, like for example, you ever heard of a sefer called the Hakuzari? Kuzari? It's a whole, you might have heard the story that there was a kingdom called Khazar, that eventually the whole nation, most of it became Yidden, based off this story. Anyways, it's not like regular, typical learning. Most people don't learn these things. Meir Nevuchim from the Rambam is another one. So anyways, while the Alter Rebbe did eventually arrive in Liyajna, I'm sorry, when he did, then he started also explaining concepts of Chassidus twice a month. Now, just to make it clear, in Chabad, we're very against this concept. And in all Chassidim, it's from the Baal Shem Tov, you don't treat Talmidei Chachamim different than everyone else. Meaning, obviously, you have to respect them because of the Torah they know. But in regards to how nice you are, you're nice to everyone equally. So why was the Alter Rebbe spending so much time with all these geniuses and not going to the simple people? And the answer is because he felt that he needed this in order to conquer Lita. But at the same time, he also devoted himself to the not smart people. He arranged that there should be teachers who teach Ein Yaakov. Ein Yaakov is a sefer basically written by someone about 500 years ago. He basically took all the stories out of the Gemara and put it in a separate sefer called Ein Yaakov. Not just stories, but like easier parts. So a simple person could read Ein Yaakov and it's not so difficult. There's no like halacha shilos back and forth. So he arranged that they should learn that and things like that, halacha shirim. Anyways, when at the end of the following Tishrei, this is in 1779, without giving the reason, the Alter Rebbe let it be known that no one's allowed to come to Liyajna for the next 6 months. And he then prepared, he said, I'm going to leave Liyajna for a while, but no one knew exactly where he was going. Before leaving, he gave instructions to his brother, the Maril, what they should be learning, what the Talmidim should be learning, and what things in Chassidus he should explain while he was gone. He then traveled to a meeting in Poland where all the Talmidim of the Magid, his old colleagues, now lived, they basically all lived over there, right? The Alter Rebbe and maybe one or two others, like Rabbi Aaron of Karlin, for example, lived in Russia, right? But most of the others lived in Poland. So they met over there. And one of the main topics that they spoke about was the fact that the Alter Rebbe's approach of explaining Chassidus and dealing with Misnagdim was very different than the way they were teaching Chassidus and the way they were dealing with Misnagdim. And this difference was made even more by the fact that the Alter Rebbe was accepting only the greatest Talmidei Chachamim into his classes. But they themselves made themselves available to all the simple Yidden. To everyone, not just simple Yidden, everyone. In their approach, they claimed, this is the path of the Baal Shem Tov and the Maggid. And they said, listen, it's better be able to protect themselves from the Misnagdim. Meaning, you're not teaching Chassidus to everyone. You teach Chassidus to a select few people. But the Alter Rebbe, they said, you are teaching Chassidus to so many people that this is not what, this is how are we going to fight the Misnagdim like this? And we'll continue about this machloikis at this meeting next time.